Hello and welcome to the much anticipated return of Boar Meets World. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across the table from me is Steven, as always.
Hey guys.
So we've been gone for a little while.
I like the enthusiasm once you kicked in there.
Yeah, it's a lot better than the one before where I was taking a lot of spaces and you were like, are you fucking high over here?
Yeah, well, you were saying that your mouth was really dry.
Yeah, I just used our one F-bomb for this episode.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to scratch something out of my nose.
Oh, no. So, yeah, just a recap of where we've been. I've been busy working.
I've been busy not.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're going to try moderately harder to not have a gap again.
Yeah. How many weeks was this?
I believe it's been a month.
Has it been a month?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking like 5 or 6, and I was like, nobody.
5 or 6 months? Good Lord.
No, yeah. It felt like 5 or 6 months.
Kind of, yeah. I was kind of scared to turn the mics back on.
But. I was too, because I was like, nobody gives a shit at this point. They're just like, it's just another pod that fizzled out.
Yeah. No heart. Man. No commitment.
Yeah. No personality.
Tony G says.
Oh, wait. Is that another one? That's not Cherry Puff Puff, is it?
No, Tony G, he's a poker player.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He was talking about, you got no heart, no commitment.
No.
Yeah. Haven't you seen him play?
Probably not. He didn't leave an impression on me.
I don't see how. He's very entertaining. Yeah, so we're back, finally. I wouldn't say better than ever, but that remains to be seen.
Yep.
Let us know on iTunes, and you can give us a review and a rating. I don't care how many stars you give us, just give us 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah. I'm not going for 1 out of 5 right now. That tends to be my favorite rating.
I'm not going to be like every other show that's like, hey, you can say whatever you want, but give us a 5-star review. No, just I want to know what you really think, you know?
Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
So please give us your honest opinion.
Yeah. I appreciate every single one of them, especially from Cherry Bun Bun.
Yeah.
Thanks for the recent 1-star review.
Yeah. And your
much appreciated.
Your honest opinion, it is greatly valued.
Yeah. We'll not take it into consideration while making our show.
Yep.
But, hey, I read it, and I posted it on Twitter, so.
Yep, and he told me about it.
You got some fame.
Did anybody go off about it? Like, no, that's bullshit, man.
Somebody said they retweeted it really quickly, and then they actually read the image. They just assumed it was a 5-star review at first, then they saw it was 1-star, so they unretweeted it.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, you gotta get on Twitter.
I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be on social media.
We can have conversations with each other and our fans. And I think we could, build a little better storyline.
Okay.
You know, not to say that anything is fake or planned on the show.
We don't plan far enough ahead for anything to be.
No, I would like to, though. Right. Kind of. Keep that on download, though.
Okay, yeah, well, don't tell our fans. So anyways, on this episode, it's called Once in Love with Amy.
What episode number is it?
Episode 12.
Once in Love with Amy.
Yeah.
Episode 12. It's been a long time since we watched 11, but I remember. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Love and Weekends, Pledge of Allegiance, protesting. Lenny kind of touched on his vast emotional damage. I wish he touched on it more. But probably won't get it in a, family television show.
I'm not sure we ever see Lenny again.
Oh, that's sad, because he really left an impression on me.
Yeah. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I thought we weren't going to see Minkus again after this closer, but...
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Enough about episode 11. Let's talk about 12.
All right.
So the show opens up. We see Eric in the Matthews kitchen. He's on the phone talking to, I guess, another new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Kristen, this time.
He goes through girls. Like,
yeah.
Like toilet paper.
For a guy that's always like talking about how he can't get a girl or, always, well, I guess he's always being dumped, though, because maybe that's why he's always getting a new one.
Fair enough.
And these guys, or these girls, I guess, haven't realized he's not a senior yet. And once they do, to the curb he goes.
Like, sorry, sophomore? No thanks.
Yeah. You don't have a car? Sorry about it. Anyways, he forgot to call this new girl. and he asked her if she forgives him. And then she quickly hangs up, and he's like, apparently not. And he sits down with little brother Corey, and he tells Corey about the big difference between girls and guys. Do you remember what the difference was?
Girls want commitment, and guys want girls.
That's right.
Yep.
Agree, disagree?
Depends.
Okay.
It does depend. At that point...
And pretend your girlfriend doesn't listen to the show.
It's good. It's real good. Anyways, my first talking point.
Did you have a note that was for the scene?
Towards the end of the scene, yes.
All right, well, that's like before the intro?
Yeah, like okay. Right before.
All right, so had that conversation, and then Corey asks, what's the matter with commitment, really? And Eric is like, you're so 11. You don't get it.
Yeah.
It's just a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Then we see Alan, and he brings in a flower from Mr. Feeney's garden.
Mm-hmm. I guess happened to be on his side of the fence, so it's
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. No biggie. I'm sure Feeney's not going to have a problem with that whatsoever.
No.
He doesn't seem like a very organized or meticulous kind of guy whatsoever.
No. What is he, a teacher?
But well, yeah,
we've noticed from previous episodes, there's nobody for him to give that rose to anyways. So.
Wow. Not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got the flower, and he's, like, trying really hard to mac on Amy here.
Yeah.
Trying to hug her, trying to kiss her. He's pouring her coffee. She's got no time for that.
No. She's too busy trying to find her papers to close this deal on a split home on Oakwood, I think, is what she said.
I was thinking about this while we were watching this again, or... I was watching it again, I guess. I feel like we had established she has a job.
Yes,
before.
She's a part-time real estate agent.
Okay.
Because we talked about it when Corey did the whole IQ thing and cheated it. And we had that like snobby British woman
come in. Yes.
So.
Yeah, she's super busy finding her papers. She's getting picked up by some fellow named Jimmy.
Yeah, they didn't really touch on that, did they?
Mm-mm. I feel like it's kind of a red herring for the storyline we're going to get into, perhaps.
Okay.
Or it's just a known work friend that we don't know, but they know.
Yeah, he's probably the real estate equivalent to Lenny.
Sure.
Doesn't leave much of an impression.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice callbacks. Killing it today.
Yeah, I got a lot of personality, Cherry Bun Bun.
Yeah, talk about personality today. Wow. Killing it.
Oh, my God. There was no sincerity whatsoever in your voice just then. I think you're Cherry Bun Bun.
I just give my show bad reviews on iTunes.
You pastry bastard.
During all this, we get a phone call from the babysitter for the evening. She's not going to make it. Yeah. Her face is just boiling. And
yeah, too zitty. Too pizza looking.
Yeah. And speaking of pizza... Since the babysitter is not going to be there, Eric steps up to watch the weasel, known as Morgan.
Yep.
Corey asks for some pizza money. Alan, being the best TV dad ever, slips him a 20.
He wants to change.
But here's my question.
Okay.
Or concern, perhaps.
Okay.
$20, they're going to get a pizza.
Yep.
And Alan wants massive change back.
Right.
He says. That's a direct quote from the episode.
Okay.
You're looking up pizza prices
yes,
in
I
1993?
Yeah, large supreme pizza. Do it with me, guys, at home.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up so you can see it
prices.
Just before we tell you what it is.
Because I'm doing it with one hand holding a mic with the other. Prices in 1990 what?
I believe 93.
93.
And this is Philadelphia.
So okay, Philly.
So
okay.
That's necessary.
What's the average price of an American pie? That's not what I want. This is all current stuff. Hold on.
12. All right, well, walk how it looks for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's asking for massive change from a 20 to buy pizza, which these days I can't hardly buy a pizza for under 20.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at anything, you're not spending, unless you find a deal... A large with the works, which is what Corey was wanting,
mm-hmm. Is
going to be upwards to $18 to $20.
In this day and age. We're trying to get to the bottom of this 1993 price point.
For reference, this is what I have, okay?
All right.
Pizza Hut's large cheese pizza. $1.50 in 1958. Today is $10.49.
Okay, so somewhere in the middle, what would that be?
Probably about $7.50.
And this is for a large?
A large cheese.
Large cheese. You want extras, though, so maybe probably like maybe 12.
Like $13.50.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, would you consider that massive change, Matt?
Yeah, $7. Yeah. And change, yeah.
Are we tipping? That was never really established. I assume so. Nobody drives, I don't think.
Well, no, because Eric made a reference of going to pick up the pizza.
Well, he made a reference as picking up in that Barbie car, which we'll get to.
But, you know, I was just thinking about this, too. Is like, I used to see a shit ton of Little Caesars commercials in the 90s growing up.
It's definitely hotter than it is now, I think, for sure.
And I never got it.
Really?
Yeah, never had it. I was like, that's amazing. How come we never get that? That's got to be better than Papa John's and Pizza Hut and Domino's.
Yeah, it's got so many commercials. Yeah. It'd be good.
Yeah, and I haven't had it, so I know that it's better than what I've already had.
See, you only got to have it once it turned to shit.
Yeah.
So, sorry about it.
It's okay.
Pizza.
Yeah, we even had a magnet on our fridge, and I was like, we don't eat this. Why is this here? That made me feel like they got it without me. And I was pissed.
Talking about vast emotional damage or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Of course, it's about food.
Yeah. Anyways.
Surprising.
Alan, shut up. Alan gives him a 20, expects heaps amounts of money back.
Yeah. Eric asked for the rose because, of course, Amy wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
A little too busy.
Alan wants somebody to get some use out of it.
Yep. Corey asks if he's going to give it to Kristen, I forget how I said it
girl
earlier.
Girl on phone who hung up.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, no, that's what she wants. And he's like, so you are. And he's like, definitely. Corey says, you're so 15. We jump into the intro, and what was your note?
Well, before the intro, they leave, and somebody comes down that Amy has been yelling for this entire bit.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Morgan,
forgot about this.
Because their oatmeal's going to get cold. Finally comes down, takes the spoon to get some oatmeal, pulls up the whole thing.
And boy, is it cold.
Yeah,
it's an ice block now.
A half sphere of frozen oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the most alarming thing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's think about this.
It gets worse.
let's think about this. Amy's already left, right?
Yeah.
For her job.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Did we see Alan leave or just go to the living room?
I thought we saw Alan leave because he's working.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, he has a meeting tonight. I know that.
Yeah. But I don't think he has off days.
No, he works hard all day, every day.
And then
we've
he comes
established
home and,
that many times.
And then he comes home and he's super dead.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's not there.
All right, well, I'm just saying, I don't think we ever saw him go out of a door.
The boys leave to go to school.
So I'm going to poke holes in this theory.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have to. Morgan comes down. And she is the only occupant of this household right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think this has happened just this one time. I think it happens multiple times. I think Morgan is a latchkey kid.
Is a what?
Latchkey kid.
Can I get a definition on that? Or maybe even a spelling?
Latch. L-A-T-C-H.
Uh-huh.
Key.
Latchkey.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What'd you think I was saying?
I heard like lashkey.
Lashkey.
And I was like,
larchkey.
What the fuck is that?
It's just me stroking out.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, what's a latchkey kid?
It's just those kids that sit home alone while their parents have to go work two jobs. I don't know. Some kind of poor kid.
Okay. So like Sean.
I wave my hand in dismissal, just so you guys
in
know.
In dismissal, yeah. He says.
Dismissal.
Yeah.
You know, poke holes in that.
Yeah, we dare you, Twitter and Cherry Bun Bun.
Yeah. Get those bun buns out of your fat red face, Cherry Bun Bun, and poke holes in that. Be the most exercise you get all day.
Oh, God. Too much. Anyways, after the wonderful intro, Kyle says it's officially in his top three TV intros of all time.
Mm-hmm. And if you're following along like Cherry Bon Bon is, I love that show. Opener.
Okay. It's like, what show?
The opener is a show in itself.
Yeah.
It's quite an adventurous thing.
Yeah. Yeah, baseball's flying around cars. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, freaking license plates.
Mm-hmm.
Bandages. Minkus.
Yeah. That is wild.
Oh, man, I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Speaking of Minkus, after the intro, we jump straight into class,
which
is where this show is probably at its finest at this point.
Because you have the amazing Feeny.
Feeny and the Corey Feeny. I had the word. I lost it. Too tired. The chemistry.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, chemistry.
That's appropriate, right?
The way they play off one another.
Yeah.
Is perfect.
And we hear, you know, Feeny rambling on, of course, as all teachers do. Those overpaid pricks.
Yeah, he's giving them a...
It's like a time-measuring, like, math problem kind of thing.
In social studies, mind you.
Is it social studies?
I mean, yeah, that's all he teaches, right? It's history?
Has it not been established he teaches everything?
I thought it was just he teaches history.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought he was only doing this lesson for a plot device. But
Well, as most lessons are.
Yeah, okay. But his question is, like, so-and-so cleans the car in 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy cleans it in 6. If they both clean the car together...
How long would it take them?
How long would it take?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey, of course, he's the first one with his hand up. He's got the answer. Yeah. It's 7.
Yeah.
But it's not 7. Yeah. Or is it?
No. It would be the guy with the shortest time. It's time.
Just be 6?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think we'll find out the answer later on.
Okay.
We'll see.
Anyways, Corey and Feeny have...
They both say 7. They both say that's not the correct answer. Minkus quickly does some math because, you know.
Yeah, and he says 4.5.
4.5. Wrong.
Very wrong.
And this shit...
destroys him.
Listeners, broke his brain. Okay?
It might be the saddest thing ever on this show. Yeah. To see someone so defeated.
Out of 12 episodes, perhaps. Unless you want to count Lenny, maybe.
No, they don't elaborate enough on Lenny.
Okay, so you don't care.
Yeah, it didn't leave much of an impression.
Okay. Yeah, it's totally broke his brain. He walks out. He's got to go to the nurse.
Yeah.
He's done for the day. It's like he has never gotten anything wrong.
No, something's up.
Whew. Corey, Sean, they've been waiting to hear these words since preschool.
Apparently.
Minkus, you're wrong. Topanga chimes in once again here.
Yep.
Making another guest appearance. I don't know if she would be a regular at this point or not.
Probably not till season 2, right?
Maybe. And she does a little, well, you explain this.
She channels the ancient Egyptian mathematician that first solved this problem. Because that's how old it is. Because they had cars back in ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
So.
And they were always washing them and seeing who could do it fastest and... then maybe tag teaming it and seeing if it could be faster or not.
Yeah.
I remember that. I read about that.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, so she gets the correct answer. Feeny's keeping it as a secret. Of course, this is going to turn into a little valuable life lesson for Corey. He's going to take this home. He's just going to figure out more about life, as we all do on every episode of this show.
Yep, safe bet.
And we try to share... the lessons we learned, and hopefully you guys learned a little bit as well, or at least have an okay time.
Yeah.
Or we, you know, give you some valuable sleep.
Obviously. So, judge this book by its cover. Or meets world.
So we jump. Oh, well, actually, before that, Corey's like, it's not fair that the Topanga copies off of dead guys.
Yeah. And then she turns around and like roars at him or something.
Yeah. It's like a nice demon. Then we cut to the Matthews home. Corey and Sean are playing with Barbies and a little Barbie car to try to figure out the...
It was a Malibu.
...problem. Oh, my apologies, sir.
Yeah. I don't know if it really was or not.
Well, he did mention it was Malibu Fred, I believe.
The Kmart version of Ken. Gotcha.
Well, I think they were both girl dolls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Unless it was a guy with long hair, which that's fine.
That's totally cool. No judgment here. Like Cherry Bonbon's got long hair.
And I hope this is just the theme for now on. At least for my benefit, everyone else listening is going to be like, just fucking stop talking about him.
Yeah.
There's going to be a bad review. They're going to be more popular than you guys.
Yeah. He blows up and we just stay in like...
what's the word?
See, this is why he shit canned us right here. We'll just stay in the depths of mediocrity.
Yeah, there you go. I assume that's where you're going.
I was like, dude, if you try to say that, you were so going to stutter it. Ruin it. Like, my mediocrity.
Yeah. Words.
They hurt.
So while this is going on, a very... How would you describe Minkus?
Distraught.
the strut.
Yeah.
Disheveled
hair.
Disheveled, just messy.
Man.
He's been pulling his hair, the clothes all day, just still.
Yeah.
His mind is blown.
Why does he come to Corey's house to talk about this? I don't know. They're not friends.
They don't seem like the tightest group.
No.
Unless you go back to that time they had that water war together.
Man, I think they just need a fourth guy.
A fourth guy?
Yeah.
Who's the third guy?
The kid.
Which kid?
Kid number two.
Kid number two.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a kid number two in a while, have we?
No, I don't think we need one.
Okay. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see, though.
Okay.
But yeah, he shows up. He's looking rough. Whoa. I skipped a lot of shit, but not too much. It was Corey and Sean talking about how Minkus was wrong and how Topanga got it correct. And they're going through, like, the characters. Minkus is smart but really weird, and Topanga is really weird and really weird. So that's a clue. And that's when Minkus shows up, and he's just losing his shit. And he feels like a brainless, pathetic moron. And Sean says, that's not so bad.
That's not so bad.
which I like that. That was pretty good. I'm carrying too much. Pick it up.
Okay. Well, that happens. Then they talk to Minkus. Minkus leaves. See, I don't remember all the dialogue. I just remember what happens in this scene after he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Where Amy's getting ready to go to her bowling game.
Yeah. Well, I know Sean is really excited to be able to hang out over there.
I'm sorry. I did have a talking point for this Minkus after Minkus leaves. Do you recall a time where your confidence in yourself was so shaken?
I feel like you're setting me up to say getting a 1-star review on iTunes from Cherry Bun Bun.
Actually, I was going to set it up for myself there.
Oh, sorry.
But you just killed that joke, so go ahead and tell me yours.
Well, it would be that time I got a 1-star review on iTunes from Cherry Bun Bun.
Interesting. That's what I have.
Huh.
Nah. We are giving him a lot of...
Yeah.
A lot of publicity.
I'm just having fun.
Okay.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I have a lot of fun.
When?
Like every time we do the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know it doesn't translate because I have no personality, but, you know, whatever.
Did you have a real answer? Or did you just want to get that in?
I've had a few times, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, please.
Oh, man.
Our fans love your story.
Give me, like, an age group to pull out of, and I'll get you one.
Elementary.
Elementary? I started crying. That's it.
You started crying?
I felt like the biggest baby ever.
And you lost your confidence?
Yeah.
Why'd you start crying?
I don't remember.
Care not to share? Middle school.
Middle school. I started crying. Because I hit my knee on the tile in the cafeteria.
Hmm.
And I went home and I was like, okay, we're going to stop all this crying shit.
High school is going to be different.
Yeah.
And what happened in high school?
Well, surprise. Started crying. No, I'm just kidding. God, I don't remember. I don't have one for high school. I was pretty cool in high school.
Maybe the best joke told on this podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
What about you?
Oh, losing confidence. Other than that 1-star review, vamp for me.
Well, I think it was hard for me to actually pinpoint a spot because I walk around in a cloud of perpetual lack of confidence. So, and I think it's one of my greatest weaknesses.
Maybe vast emotional damage?
Nah. I don't think I really got as bad as like I bitch about. So,
that's good.
Yeah. You're sitting there thinking in your head like that poor bastard is in denial. He doesn't even know it. My little Lenny doesn't know how big of a Lenny he is.
Nah, man. I got all the confidence in the world.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Man.
I was cool in high school.
I'm laughing because that was funny because it's true.
All right. Where are we at now?
Sean
is super excited to be hanging out for the night because his mother was pulling out her Let's Have Fun with Liver cookbook.
Ooh, nasty.
You like liver?
I've never had it.
Me either.
I got a feeling I'll try it when I'm like 80, though.
Well, if you make it that long.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I don't get to it, I don't get to it.
So, yeah, somewhere in here it gets mentioned that Amy is heading out for bowling tonight.
Yeah.
She's in the bowling league. Apparently the same league as Sean's mom.
Yeah.
Which I find hard to believe. And Sean, he's got a question about this.
Okay.
What is it?
What's your mom doing? Because the bowling's been canceled for the last 6 weeks or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to pass it off to you
anymore. I don't remember the question.
What I just said?
Yeah.
I said Sean Sean's question.
Yes, yes.
Well, you knew where we were going with the bowling fake bullshit, right?
No.
You don't remember the episode?
She might be having an affair?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I thought they didn't even consider that until they went over and Corey opened up the bag and saw the heels and then the mm-hmm. black dress.
But why did they look in the bag?
See if there was a bowling ball in there.
And why would they look and see if there was a bowling ball in there?
Because the game had been canceled for 6 weeks.
So that would be the question Sean asked.
What? I'm so lost right now.
Okay, yeah, so Sean has a suspicion about what the hell Amy's up to, because the bowling league, his mom and Corey's mom somehow are both involved in, has been over for about 6 weeks
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
But they're like, well, she's got the bowling bag and everything, you know? I mean, they decided to check it out. What do they find inside that bag? Is that a simple enough question for you?
Sure. The first thing they find is a pair of red stilettos.
Mm.
Followed by a, looks like a black rhinestone dress.
Mm, oh, my, my.
Yeah, which, when I see both articles of clothing, I'm like, those two do not match.
Black and red wouldn't work for you?
Well, I mean, I get what they're trying to convey there with, like, ooh, you know, evil.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to say slutty, but.
Well, you know, evil, slutty, whatever. Synonymous. Sin. Sin is bad.
As we'll learn in episode 15 of Boys.
I got to tell you a story off mic about two guys that came to my step out there.
Oh.
Speaking of... Anyways, go on.
Are you going to tease the fans like this?
Yeah. They want to know. I'll tell it next episode. They just got to send us a comment or something.
All right. Let us know on Twitter if you want to hear Kyle's story about sin from two random fellows on his doorstep.
Yeah.
Is that good enough tease, you think? Should bring them all in.
Yeah.
Just begging to
hear. I mean... That is the perfect bait to throw on that fishing rod.
Which it might not be next week because you guys won't hear this in time before we record next week's episode. So,
oh, yeah.
Because we're going to do two today because, as you know, we've been on break. So we got to start pumping some shit out.
I will look out for it because if we do get comments of people wanting to hear it, I will talk about it within the next 5 episodes.
All right. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we got heels, we got a little dress going on.
Right.
I don't think she's bowling in that.
They also find a thing of matches from this restaurant called Belusia.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like a club.
What kind of people hang out in this club?
Old people on dates.
According to Eric.
Was it Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, I was thinking of Sean, but it's Eric. Yeah, you're right. Which I don't know how he would know.
Well, he says that's where seniors take their dates.
Seniors.
Right.
Old people.
I think he's talking about seniors in high school.
Oh, wow. I thought he was talking. See, that's how far removed I am from being a teenager. Yeah. I hear senior, I think free coffee at McDonald's. I don't think prom, getting trashed, bruh.
Oh, wow. Okay. But yeah, and Eric says something like, she's going to be flashing some leg when going for that 7-10 split in that dress, right?
Did your parents ever cheat?
Well, you just slid that one right in, huh?
Yeah, trying to go for a strike there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't witness it.
Oh.
But probably.
Probably.
They are divorced.
They are divorced.
So.
Okay.
It's got to be something, right?
Some infidelity there.
Mm.
Mm.
Sexy.
Mm. Interesting.
What about yours?
Well, I didn't know for sure until, like, my stepmom told me indirectly one time. Because, like, she got all up in my love life and stuff. And she's like, I get it, Kyle. You know, you don't want to get tied down to one woman. It's cool. Your dad's had affairs. I've had affairs. I was like, wait a minute. What if my dad cheated on mom? And, yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you don't think that meant he was cheating on her?
I have no idea. I tried not to read too much into it.
Mm. Well, let's really take a deep dive in
this. I'd rather not.
Kind of like your dad was with those women.
Oh, what?
A deep dive, you know?
Oh, wow, I'm tired. Stuff's going over my head. Deep dive on those. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure Cherry Bonbon, being the intellectual fucking master he is, got it right away.
still didn't have quite enough personality on it. But
man, well, you know.
They hear Amy coming back downstairs, and they're like quickly putting the shit back in the bag. And she's like, "Well, I'm out." And they're like, "For bowling, right?" And she's like, "Oh, totally."
She even fakes the weight. On the bag.
Kayfabes the fuck out of him with the weight of the ball.
Yeah,
I did air quote. You didn't see it.
I saw it.
We're not. we're not video yet.
No. Well, we got a lot of views.
Somehow, some way. So Sean is like, you guys, they got some trouble in paradise? Like, what's popping off here, you know?
Yeah.
The stress, lying about the bowling leagues. And Corey's like, no, there's no way. I mean, they're always loving on each other.
You know what your dad is.
And Eric's like, wait, are they or is dad the one doing that? Kissing and being romantic. And Amy's always kind of like, nah. At least this morning. So they decide to get some proof to see what's going on with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna NYPD blew it up and talk dirty and do some
tailing.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
They're gonna go to the what's it called? Belizea.
Yeah, it's where the old people hang out. Yeah, those seniors. The
seniors.
Which Sean is gonna stay home with Morgan and. Yeah, teach her a thing or two about poker, apparently.
Hmm.
And then good old Alan comes home.
Yep.
He asks, where is Corey and Eric? What's Sean say?
They went to the library.
And Alan is, now he's the suspicious one.
Yeah, he's like the public one. Because Alan gets home and it's like 10:45 or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, the public library that closes at 9. And Sean, without missing a beat, goes, no, the other one.
Yeah. Good shit. Yeah. Then Corey and Eric come back, and they got some bad news for Alan.
Yep. Corey can't contain himself, but Mom's seeing somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Macking on this other guy.
With a dude dancing. Looks rough. Then what happens?
He's like, well, I'm going to have a talk with your mom.
Yeah.
He meets her outside on the back porch, because Alan comes home through the front door like an honest man. And Amy comes through the back door like a...
Yeah, sneaking in the back door.
Yeah, like a red light Sally.
Like the brazen hussy she is.
Yeah. I think the writers did that on purpose, though.
Did what?
That little Easter egg. Have Alan come through the front door and Amy comes through the back.
I think so. That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
If so.
Yeah.
That was intentional. It's good shit. Anywho.
Or it could just be how a set is set up and they can't show Alan meeting Amy out on the front porch because they don't have a front porch for the set.
Hmm.
Mm.
They don't. They only have a back porch.
Anyways, they come out there and they're like laughing about it and the kids found out.
Yeah, she's like, we weren't good enough.
Yeah, well, he was good enough. She got caught, though.
Yeah, he was like, you got caught, you brazen hussy, which I thought was a little risque.
Risque, for sure.
Perhaps, so. Hmm. And Corey and Eric are upstairs. They're freaking out. They're watching through the window. And the mom disappears. And she comes upstairs, though.
Yeah.
Corey being overly dramatic, as always, which mm-hmm. is probably one of my favorite character traits of him. And I think it gets even better and even more exaggerated later on.
Yeah, he's so expressive, and he has such a personality. You know, mm-hmm. like just lots of personality.
Yeah. And they're like, lots of
what? Something we don't.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I didn't know what you were doing there. Now I see. Cherry bun bun. So yeah, they're like, are we still a family? What's going on here? And she says,
yes, we're still a family, but we like to go out without the family or something like that. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Mm-hmm. But
as she comes clean that they're sneaking around just to keep it hot, keep it interesting.
Yeah, they work on keeping their marriage fresh.
But before that, I missed this pretty good line that I kind of popped me pretty good when she was like, I was dancing with your father. And then Eric says, you mean dad's not our father?
Dad's not our real father?
That was pretty good. But as she's explaining, keeping it hot, you know, just fun stuff. Eric approves of the lie, thinks it's very cool,
yeah,
very romantic.
He gets it. Corey doesn't so much because he sees it as they are just wanting to get away from the kids.
Yeah, and lies. And as a kid, he is so far only known very clear right or
black
wrong.
Black and white, right and wrong.
And that gets us to our lesson of the episode, I believe.
There are shades of gray in the world.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just killed it before you got to the classroom for the reveal. But
well, I mean, Amy tells it to us, really.
Yeah.
Should right, wrong, there's gray areas, you know, stuff like that. That's the difference between being an adult and a kid.
Should parents keep the romance separate from the family dynamic?
Well, since I read over your notes, I wanted to ask, what do you mean by, what are you saying romance exactly?
Well, I'm not saying, like, make whoopee in front of your children. I'm just saying that, like, you know, the affection and stuff, like the hugs, the kisses, stuff like that. Should that be in front of the children, or should that be kept completely separate from that dynamic?
I don't think it should be hidden, no.
No?
No. That just paints a very cold, cruel picture of the world,
okay.
I think.
Okay, good, because I got a story.
Okay.
growing up my whole life, well, not my whole life, but like ages 0 to 12, I saw like minimum affection.
What'd you think about 0? Huh?
Everything was new, you know? A lot of new experiences, like breathing.
Yeah, that's wild, huh?
You know, like they would call each other honey or something. You know, maybe a little peck here or there. Never saw my grandparents ever have an ounce of affection for one another. Except one time, my grandma was cooking breakfast, and my grandpa came up and just kind of rubbed her shoulder and went on.
It's like, thanks for cooking me something.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch TV.
I was like, no, I honestly, out of those two, he would be the affectionate one, not her. So, but yeah, never saw it with those two, and dad, mom, never really saw much of it.
I didn't see much from my parents either. Very, very rare, so.
But then, like, dad, you know, met my stepmom, and they're just, like, super affectionate, you know.
Just banging all over the house.
Yeah, and like, afternoon naps. I know people don't take this many fucking afternoon naps, okay?
Sounds like an afternoon delight. Yeah.
And, like, her brother would come visit sometimes. And,
oh,
like,
my God.
Like, we would just, yeah. No. Her, you can calm down, you're showing too much personality.
I'm trying to step it up for Cherry Bomb.
They're like, we're going to bed, and it was like 9:30 at night, and we're sitting there just watching TV, me and him, and he's like, you know, they're in there fucking, right?
And how old are you when he says this to you?
I was like 12, 13 okay. maybe, you know, going into that, you know, that part.
Curiosity about fucking.
Yeah, well, like, I got another funny story, I'm not going to tell it on here.
But maybe if you guys ask for it.
More about my, like, transition into teenage years with my dad going through, like, his midlife thing, having, like, a 22-year-old girlfriend, and all the things that came out once mom left the home.
I'm very curious about this. Yeah. Listeners, please vote for this story.
Yeah. I'm not saying that, like, I stayed in the home, but, like, I would come visit. Mm-hmm. But I lived with mom mostly anyways. But, yeah, just the 180. With dad was pretty crazy.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I got to see another side of him, and this whole time period, it was like weird to see your family, like your parents, as people, you know, with flaws and character traits and imperfections, and yeah. What about you? What was the first time you noticed your parents were people?
Probably the first time I saw them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at these people. Oh, your parents? Cool. Yeah,
there's fucking people down here.
Yeah. Like, I just came out, and I can already tell you all aren't perfect.
As people,
man, like besides my,
like these are my parents.
Cause Amy said something in this episode too, that was like, you know, I'm your mom, but I'm also this and this.
Yeah. I'm also a brazen hussy.
Yeah. Your mother is a skank, boys. I'm sorry. There's no way around it.
It actually wasn't your dad, but he's cool with it.
Yeah. He likes to watch, guys.
First time as people.
Toughy, huh?
A little bit. I don't know. I guess it was...
Like, a good example would be, like, you know, when you're little, you think your parents can do no wrong.
Sure.
They're right about everything.
Sure.
And then you get to that age where you start getting a little bit of wisdom on you, and you're like, that's not right at all. And what you just did was wrong. Or, I don't agree with what you're doing.
I can only think of just my dad being an alcoholic, probably. Yeah. Wherever he is.
I'm sure he's drinking something.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, I hear. Yeah. So.
His clock doesn't work. It's always on 5 o'clock. Alky.
Miss you, Daddy.
Nah.
Anyways, we have that little explanation from Amy. Then we jump to class once again, and Minkus is still trying to get to the bottom of this problem.
He is doing, like, algebra.
What is the time on this? Because I feel like this episode is extremely long.
It is, 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We always make it to, like, right there. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Consistency.
That's
what happens when you don't have a lot of personality. You're just the same thing over and over.
I think that's insanity.
Well, true.
But yeah, he's still trying to figure this out. I think he's going insane.
Yeah. Because insanity, by definition, is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. We don't expect different results here.
Yeah, we want the same thing.
Yeah, we like consistency.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Vanilla is my favorite ice cream.
And I have a poster of celery on my wall.
Yeah, what's that off of?
It's from Boy Meets World.
Holy crap. That's good. Anyways, we get to the classroom. Minkus is still
trying to crack it, right?
Wigging out on the chalkboard.
Sean comes in being the bully he is and knocks some fucking chalk dust in his hair.
Yeah.
Just a badass from the trailer park.
Apparently that trailer park is two blocks from Corey's upper middle class home, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think much of it the first time I watched it, and then you said it, and I was like, two blocks away.
Yeah, there's a lot of convenience in this show.
That neighborhood takes a turn very quickly. Yeah. Especially once you see the trailer park he lives in.
Yeah.
Have you?
I have.
In these 12 episodes?
No. Just later just seasons, stuff I've watched before.
Where am I at here?
Minkus, Sean, throwing chalk in his hair.
Yeah.
Gives him some pretty sweet-looking frost highlights.
So we're trying
yeah,
to,
I'm gonna touch it.
Trying to get to the bottom of this question.
Yeah.
Corey's like, hey, finally figured it out, yo. What'd he figure out?
What's he figured got? Out that right and wrong is, you know, it's not always the case. Sometimes you're going to have shades of gray.
Yes. Sometimes there's no right or wrong, or maybe there's just not an answer at all sometimes.
Yeah. And Feeney says that's just how you're taught right now, you know, that to find the solution to the problem. Sometimes there isn't a solution. Sometimes there isn't a correct answer.
And that's being an adult.
It's true.
Kids.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, it's good. It's good. If you're like a kid now and you're listening to the show, I wonder about your parents' judgment. But anyway,
maybe their parent is Cherry Bun Bun.
It's a good lesson to learn so you don't beat yourself up for feeling like you made the wrong call on something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's different ways to do it.
But there is a right or wrong.
Yeah, and you're probably wrong. So,
but you're not wrong if you head on over to iTunes.
Before you start plugging away.
That's such a good segue, though.
I know. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Yeah.
What did you learn this week?
Oh, what did I learn this week? I mean, damn, man. Apparently there's no right or wrong. And I can never make a bad decision.
So you learned you were always right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Generally speaking, yes.
Okay.
What about you?
I
know you got a real answer.
No. I don't do the learn thing.
I don't. You don't learn shit.
I mean, can't you listen to me talk and realize I don't learn
can't
anything?
Can't you listen to me talk?
Listen to me talk on in your podcast? Yeah, we're going to let that hang right there.
Well, what'd you learn?
I learned that you're really good at plugging stuff, so show the listeners how you plug things.
Thanks. I will after I ask you this. Okay. We forgot to mention one time as Amy was coming clean, she asked Corey if he ever skipped class. So I'm going to ask you, ever skip class?
Yeah.
You got one quick badass skipping class story.
All right, you got it. I skipped class one time and got drunk at 8 o'clock in the morning off of some Berry Wise, maybe some whiskey. And then
Berry Wise?
Yeah. We were at your friend Matt's house.
What's a Berry Wise?
It's like a beer.
Hmm. Budweiser?
No, Berry Wise. It's like Lenin Kugel Berry Wise or something like that.
Okay.
But we went to his house in Frankfurt. And I got shit-faced while he was cooking a girl breakfast or something. I think you were there.
Maybe.
Yeah, and I'm just belligerent, right? Because that's how I am.
Sure.
And, you know, not to have any personality or anything, I'm pretty belligerent.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad comes home, and I like get in his dad's face, and his dad just gives me like the most Larry David face you could ever see, just like disgust, like this, like, ooh. Mm. And yeah, and then my mom calls and tells me to get my ass back to school. And so I get Nick to drop us off at the Legion, and there's my car, there's a cop. So I get dropped off. I just pretend like I'm going for a run at the Legion. Do the lap, take off running. I'm like, all right, come pick me up, and we go to RC.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say there's no way this cop felt for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think he's probably drunk in his cop car. But, yeah, and then I never went to school that day. Just hung out with you guys. The way my mom tells the story, though, is that she came and got me and took me back to school drunk, which didn't happen at all.
That's because she was drunk.
Probably. which my mom makes me sound like I'm just crazy to family and friends and coworkers of hers. When really, I'm pretty tame.
Yeah.
I think you would say, right?
I can tell. I mean, you have, like, almost no personality.
Yeah. See? Milquetoast right here on this.
This dude goes dead at, like, 8:30 on Saturday night.
Yeah. See? You never guess I was the guy that took a cast, like, off my brother's arm and whacked him over the head with it repeatedly.
And he's, like, 28.
So, yeah.
Sad. But it's a sad
you heard that
life.
You heard that story, right?
Which one?
Where Zach, like, hit me with his cast, right?
Mm-hmm.
I pulled that cast off, and then I punched him in the face with my own hand. Not the cast. And then threw the cast across the room. And he went over there in the corner, started crying, holding the cast. And I went over to check if he's okay. He's like, don't fucking touch me. Get away from me. You know how Zach does.
Sure.
Well, the story that the school gave my mom was that I took the cast off and hit him repeatedly with it.
Is that what the school told her, or that's what she heard?
That's probably what she heard.
Yeah.
Because she sensationalizes everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't have any personality. I've never had to have it. My mom just makes one for me. And
we need her on the show.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Could you imagine? Fucking ratings.
Oh, my goodness. She clam up on a mic, though. But, yeah.
Have to do it undercover.
Yeah. Man, it's just, man.
Talked about bowling this episode. You don't like bowling, do you?
I'm not a fan. Anything that has to do with human interaction, I'm not too good with.
I like bowling, so any, like, bowling companies out there want to sponsor me. Or the show, that'd be fantastic. Or any other company in the world, that'd be great, too.
So you're throwing a plug to get plugs.
Yeah.
You're like one of those little ground surge protector outlets that you plug in and you get, like, six more plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, six plugs. Could you imagine?
No, I don't want to. I doubt our fans do, too.
Yeah.
Either. Not do, too. That doesn't work, in a sense.
Well, speaking of plugs, let's talk about where you can talk to us and tell us if you want to hear about Kyle's interaction with some sin-talking people.
Yeah.
Or his father's midlife crisis shenanigans. So you can let us know on Twitter, and that is at Boar Meets World. Also, if you're already listening, you probably know where to find us, but you can tell everyone else to find us at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Deezer, probably every other fucking app that has podcasts on it at this point.
We're there.
And if you feel so inclined, leave us a review. Tell us if you hated it. Tell us if you loved it. I'll take either one.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in the middle.
I'm sure we'll get a couple laughs ourselves out of it.
And thanks again to our star of this episode, Cherry Bun Bun.
Yeah.
So if you give us a review, you could be the star of the next episode, perhaps.
Yeah. And look, as much crap as attention we've given this reviewer on this show, do not think we do not care about you guys that have given us nothing but positive feedback. That is amazing. I'm glad you love it. Steven's glad you love it.
Sure.
Even though he won't say it because he only speaks in, like, middle of the road stuff because he doesn't have any personality. But
no, I appreciate any and all feedback. Yeah. I don't care if it's positive or negative, like I believe I said at the beginning. Just tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
I'm not begging for 5 stars. Just Give us what you want to give us.
Yeah, thank you all. Please. We want to hear what you have to say.
And once again, sorry for the long break. We're going to try not to do that again. But, you know, as we learn from the show, life is tough. Get a helmet. See you next week.
Well, before we cut off,
okay.
I have a rare thing that if you're familiar with Roz Boar, our old podcast, and this podcast, you'll notice that Steven is the one that always does plugs.
Mm.
I have never done a plug. Except for Luke Crate that one time. And that was jokingly half-assed it.
That's pretty good, though.
But it wasn't, though.
Yeah.
I do have something.
So, Luke Crate, if you want to sponsor the show.
Let me see what they got right now. Podcast I've been kind of into here lately. I actually know one of the hosts personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me this.
These guys are in Lexington.
Wow.
They say Lexington. The podcast is called The Lost Art Of, which I know sounds like a very generic name, kind of, but
not top tier name. No. Like Boar Meets World, but
yeah,
it's okay.
I think Forgotten Art probably would work a little bit better.
So are you plugging them, or are you gonna shit talk them?
I'm gonna plug them. I didn't mean to shit talk them. Turns out I'm Cherry Bonbon.
Fucking swerve.
Yeah. It was me. It was me all along. But these guys, what they do is they get together and talk about, you know, relics of the past that we don't have anymore, like video rental stores, arcade video games, hit movies of the early 90s, which we still have, of course, but, you know, when they came out, top hits of, like, 85, just random free-for-all of, like, mid-80s to early 90s stuff, just when they were growing up. Their first episode, they cover video rental stores, which I absolutely love that episode. I came into the show expecting nothing, came out with everything. It was that good.
Nothing better than the days of going and renting a movie.
Yeah, it was awesome. And
picking shit out based on the cover or whatever. Yeah,
you didn't know anything about what Rotten Tomatoes said, Metacritic, none of that.
Fuck that shit anyways. I don't agree with most of them.
Yeah, it's all paid for and skewed. But anyways, this podcast, you can find it at thelostartofpodcast.wordpress.com. I definitely recommend it. If you're nostalgic about Boy Meets World and other things from the 90s, come check them out. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. And what's the name again? The Lost Art Of?
Yep.
Hey, Lost Art Of, I expect to hear a Boy Meets World plug on your next episode. Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah. Well, they don't listen to this. He doesn't even know I'm plugging it.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, sorry.
Cherry Bun Bun, go give him a review.
Yeah. Head on over there. I know you're our number one fan, Cherry.
All right, this bit's gone long enough. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah.
You too, Cherry. Bye.